Dictation for James, Janesack, Janesack, September 21, 54. Jim comes for follow-up related to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, pituitary abnormalities on treatment, last visit in May, no hospital visit, he's hard of hearing, trying to do a diet and be more physically active, walks 1-2 miles a day with the dog, weight down from 225 to 214, 1-2 loose stools without any bleeding, denies vomiting dysphagia, denies abdominal pain, no urinary problems, no chest pain palpitation dyspnea, no claudication edema, no headaches or changes on eyesight. Review system is negative. Blood pressure at home, 110s, 130s over 70s and 80s. Remains blood pressure, bisoprolol, HCTC, and valsartan. On cholesterol management, off antidepressants. For the pituitary microadenoma, remains on cabergoline, C-A-B-E-R-G-O-L-I-N-E. Blood pressure, 130-74, right side, the large calf, hard of hearing, normal speech, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, October, no anemia, chronically low platelets, which is mild, no bleeding, normal electrolyte acid base, A1C 5.8, normal calcium, cholesterol well controlled, no albumin in the urine. Back in April, normal thyroid. Prolactin at that time, stable. In the lower twos, no activity in the urine for blood or protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Blood pressure, a component of white coat hypertension. Once he settles down, looks well controlled, continue present regimen. Next number, hyperlipidemia, well controlled, continue physical activity, diet, weight reduction. Next number, pituitary microadenoma, not symptomatic. Continue present medications. No prolactin was done. That will add it for the next blood test. Next number, normal glucose. Next number, stable kidney function and no activity in the urine. Next number, chronic low thrombocytopenia, mild thrombocytopenia, not active and not progressive. Continue present regimen, come back in 6 months.